Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bass wobble sequence that echoes across the bar, then shaping it into a proper drum and bass section inside Ableton Live 12. So this is not just about making one heavy wobble sound. We're turning that sound into a real bassline phrase, something that can actually carry a drop, a breakdown, or switch up. And that distinction matters. In DNB, bass isn't just low frequency pressure. It's rhythm, movement, and control all working together. If you can make a wobble that has space, reply, and variation, it hits way harder than a constant drone. That space gives the kick and snare room to breathe, and that contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. First thing, get your drums looping before you even write bass notes. This is really important. Bass that sounds great in solo can fall apart the second it meets the snare. So loop up 4 bars of your drum groove, ideally around 170 to 174 BPM, and listen closely to where the kick lands, where the snare lands, and where the break or ghost notes leave little pockets of space. Those pockets are where your bass should speak. Think of the bass like a percussion part first. In drum and bass, rhythm often matters more than harmony. If the groove is wrong, fix the note placement before you touch the sound design. Now create a MIDI track and call it Bass Main. For the bass instrument, start with a stock Ableton synth like Waveatable or Operator. Keep it controlled. You want the sound to be strong, but not chaotic. A solid starting point is a saw or pulse style oscillator with a low pass filter closing off the top end, and maybe a touch of envelope movement so the note opens and closes in a musical way. A good rule here is, let the movement live in the mid-bass, not in the sub. Keep the synth centered and disciplined. If you start too wide or too thick, the low end gets blurry fast. On the bass main track, build a simple device chain. Start with your synth, then EQ8, then saturator, then a compressor or glue compressor, and finish with utility. That gives you control over tone, grit, dynamics, and stereo width. Now make a separate sub-layer on its own MIDI track. Keep this one simple. Use Operator with a sine wave or a sine-style patch in Waveatable. Make it mono. Keep it clean. No fancy stereo stuff. No extra movement down there. The job of the sub is to support the bass line, not compete with it. Copy the same root notes from the main bass line, but simplify them. Often the sub can just hold the foundation, while the mid-bass does the rhythmic talking. Add utility and set the width to 0% so it stays locked in the center. If needed, use EQ8 to roll off anything above roughly 120 Hz. The goal is to feel it more than hear it as a separate layer. A good sub is like the concrete foundation under the whole building. You don't want it showing off. You want it solid. Now comes the fun part. Writing the bass as a phrase, not a loop. This is where the echo idea comes in. You want the bass to answer itself. One hit, then a reply. Another hit, then a variation. That's what gives the line identity. Start with a one-bar idea. Place a note before the snare, then an answer after the snare, then maybe a short repeat at the end of the bar. Keep the note lengths fairly short at first. In DNB, shorter notes often create more impact and less mud. If the phrase feels busy, remove notes before you add effects. Silence is part of the groove. A useful phrasing trick is to lean away from the snare, then reply after it. The snare becomes your anchor. The bass can push into it, then answer it. That call and response energy is a classic move in Rollers, Jungle, and darker modern DNB. Try this structure. Bar 1 has a strong note before the snare and a response after it. Bar 2 repeats that idea but changes the ending. Bar 3 adds a higher note or an extra syncopation. Bar 4 can either resolve or set up a fill. If you keep every bar identical, the loop loses urgency. You want evolution, even if it's subtle. Now make the wobble move. Use Ableton's modulation tools, like the LFO inside Waveatable or Auto Filter Automation, to add life to the sound. Don't overdo it. In darker DNB, a small filter move can be more effective than a massive sweep. Let the filter open a little on one hit, close on the next, then maybe add a touch more resonance or distortion on the final hit of the bar. A really effective approach is to automate filter cutoff over one or two bars. For example, start darker on the first hit, open slightly on the second hit, and then push the drive or resonance a bit on the last hit. Then in the next bar, flip that counter. That makes the bass feel like it's breathing instead of just wobbling endlessly. If you're using saturator, try adding just a few dB of drive first. You can always push it harder later. In heavy bass music, it's easy to accidentally turn grit into noise. Keep checking whether the note still reads clearly. If the character disappears, back off. Now let's shape the bass against the drums. Put a compressor on the bass main track and sidechain it from the kick. Keep it subtle. You don't want the bass pumping like a house track unless that's the specific vibe. For DNB, the goal is clearance and punch, fast attack, medium release, and just enough gain reduction to let the kick through cleanly. If your drums are break heavy, sidechain from the kick only if you can. That way the break keeps its own groove. And if the snare feels like it's getting swallowed, shorten the bass notes or move one of the hits off the snare tail. Again, the groove is the priority. At this stage, listen in context, not in solo. A bass line that sounds a little simple alone may be absolutely perfect with the drums. That's normal. In fact, that's often a sign you're doing it right. Now here's a great move. Resample the phrase. Create an audio track, route the bass to it, and record 4 or 8 bars. Why do this? Because once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse tiny pieces, add fades, and treat it more like an arrangement element than a live synth patch. Often the audio version reveals little edits and gaps that make the bass feel way more intentional. After resampling, you can slice the phrase, reverse a tiny end bit, or retrigger one section for extra attitude. This is one of those advanced habits that instantly makes your productions feel more controlled and more finished. Now arrange the idea into a real section. Don't leave it as a loop. Think in 8-bar or 16-bar chunks. A strong drop structure might start with a restrained first 4 bars, then add variation in bars 5 to 8, then strip part of the low end for tension, then bring everything back for the finish. A really effective DNB arrangement trick is to give every 8 bars one clear change. That could be a new note, a filter move, a dropout, a chopped fill, or more distortion. Just one noticeable shift is often enough to keep the energy alive. You can also create a filtered intro version of the bass to tease the motif, then open it up for the drop. In the outro, strip the mid-bass first and leave the sub and drums for cleaner DJ mixing. That's practical arrangement thinking, and it matters a lot if you want the tune to work in a real set. For transitions, automate things like filter cutoff, delay throws, reverb sends, or even a brief utility gain drop. Sometimes the best switch up is not adding more, but removing information for a beat or two. That sudden gap makes the return feel massive. Here's a pro tip. Keep the sub locked down in mono early. Don't wait until the mixdown to check stereo issues. Hit utility, collapse the low end, and make sure the sub stays stable. If the bass changes character in mono, fix that now, not later. Another strong variation move is to invert the phrase on repeat. If the first version rises into the next hit, make the reply fall on the next 4 bars, or alternate short stabs with longer holds. Little changes like that make the bass feel written instead of looped. And if you want even more impact, use note length as a hook. In heady DNB, the length of the note often affects the groove more than adding another layer. Tight notes create punch. Slightly longer notes can create weight. Contrast between those two can be a huge part of the identity. So here's the big picture. Build the bass like a phrase. Keep the sub mono and clean. Put the movement in the mid-bass, right around the snare, and use automation and resampling to make the line evolve across the arrangement. That's how a wobble becomes a real DNB bass section. For practice, try making a 4-bar bass phrase in a minor at around 172 BPM. Build a simple drum loop, write one bass note before the snare and one after it, duplicate it across 4 bars, then change just one thing per bar. Maybe a slightly higher cutoff in bar 2, a removed note in bar 3, and an extra passing note or more drive in bar 4. Add a mono sign sub underneath, sidechain lightly to the kick, then resample the result and try one chop or reverse moment. If you do that well, you won't just have a cool wobble, you'll have a proper drop idea. So to recap, treat the bass like a rhythmic phrase, not a drone. Keep the low end centered and clean. Let the wobble movement live in the mids. Sequence around the kick and snare. Use automation and resampling to add variation. And always think in sections, not just loops. That's how you make a bass line that echoes, answers back, and actually drives a drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12.